Come by, my fine ditty of news from the city, as it was told in Devonshire. The pimp that wipes weekly your breech politically sells not so much truth in a choir. Sells not so much truth in a choir. Tom King's man near undone with long stay in London, last week to the country did gallop, where he took cavaliers with his news by the ears, as they did the pot to drink all up, as they did the pot to drink all up. Quoth he, I once went to late Parliament, whose members, when I had seen 'em, made me think of a rat that was caught by a cat, and eat up to the tail that is venom, and eat up to the tail that is venom. But yet to the stump of that poisonous rump, though mouth did soder in season. And when that was done, like a lay elder gun, it stunk at both ends of high treason. It stunk at both ends of high treason. The monster did come of mere mouth and bum, most cunningly thus compacted, that if questioned it were for mischief done there, it might swear 'twas by nobody acted. It might swear 'twas by nobody acted. Oath, nature, and name of each member that came, should I give a full relation, you'd guess by the stink that I raked in the sink, and common sure of the whole nation, and common sure of the whole nation. Religions you might find all there but the right, for through the same sieve they ran, which no use before to sift the house o'er, till nothing was left but the bran. Till nothing was left but the bran. But of those they had division being made by fortune's hand, which is uncertain. Some members got many, some few, some not any, as Neville complained, and Martin. As Neville complained, and Martin. Indeed, from usurpers they freed us and our purse, and praise of thanks had been their hire. For taking us then out of frying pan, had they not cast us into the fire? Had they not cast us into the fire? For Cromwell they voted a tyrant though rotted, 'cause when they first footed their game, he'd not let them tarry to prey on the quarry, but gorged himself on the same. But gorged himself on the same. And King Oliver's sons, like prince playing or sons, that on two high parts had ventured, they stripped with a hiss of their straight properties, and exhumed to fools as they entered, and exhumed to fools as they entered. What else they do by our purses we knew, as well as that scribbling knave Nedham. Some good laws they undid, some bad they founded, and shortened our chain for our freedom. And shortened our chain for our freedom. To quell this fierce monster, a knight did a nonster, who wanted arms yet from a wagon. Oth popes he take none but from Prester John, and so St. George fell by the dragon. And so St. George fell by the dragon. Then Lambert's wife chid him, and like Cromwell bid him confound it and mount the throne royal. Your weapons as long, quoth she, and as strong, myself of them both have made trial. Myself of them both have made trial. He finds the Anabaptist for his purpose aptest, and treads the steps of Nipperdolen. He fasts and he praiseth new canting phrase, as if heaven were taken with drolling. As if heaven were taken with drolling. Some packs he inveigles, oth blood-coated beagles, whose party the rump mended so to, and victualled so well their jason fort hell, as if they no other would go to. As if they no other would go to. Little John thus did draw against Robin the outlaw, good king, to try who should have thy dear. And thus for both poisons a quarrel did rise once betwixt the foul toad and the spider. Betwixt the foul toad and the spider. Bold Lambert advanced, he pickered and pranced, and's party with speeches did urge on. But though he had morely did snarl and look surly, they cheated the Dale and the Chirurgeon. They cheated the Dale and the Chirurgeon. For soon the red coat will not fight but vote, when Lambert's side stronger was found. By at least 2 foot and a trooper to boot, did let the rump fall to the ground. Did let the rump fall to the ground. And with General Lenthal, the house they o'erwent all, religion and laws they near stood on. But sought still to hold ill-got land and gold, which first made the old cause a good one. Which first made the old cause a good one. So fell the aged sway of 5 months and a day, we yet see no heir apparent. But from scabbard pregnant expect posthume regnant, if midwife monk kindly take care on't. If midwife monk kindly take care on't. The swordmen addressed to please and manifestos, which show 'em less honest than crafty. Whilst a tear and his crew our dangers renew, that's called a committee of safety. That's called a committee of safety. But Fleetwood and Whitlock, the law's cunning picklock, with Salloway and Vane to prime praetors, loved treason so well that again to it they fell, and betrayed even their own fellow traitors. And betrayed even their own fellow traitors. In's villainy Bradshaw of constancy made show, for scorning repentance as fickle. His life he soon ended, and to hell descended. This of my faith is an article. This of my faith is an article. Yet Politicus, the Dale's succubus, to team for his commendation, advises us all to mourn, and we shall, whilst that hellhound yelps in our nation. whilst that hellhound yelps in our nation. And now Lambert's cohorts and monks, which makes war hearts, do seem to contest, but anon we shipwrecked shall be when they can agree from what coast the storm shall fall on. From what coast the storm shall fall on. Whilst buff and red coats are sanctified notes of Christ's and his gospel's protectors, but among themselves solely do they pass for holy asbestos and swordsmen for hectors. Asbestos and swordsmen for hectors. They that heard this story first sighed and were sorry to hear of poor England's confusion. Then drank a full bowl to that royal soul that must settle all in conclusion. That must settle all in conclusion.